I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. Karen Given takes us inside a training session for sports coaches who work in some of the country's most violent neighborhoods. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell finally faced reporters in a press conference on Friday. Did he do anything to quiet those who've been calling for his resignation?
No. One of the things he did, in fact, was say he'd never even consider resigning, which is a complete crock because, you know, at some point it crossed his mind. And then he said, I have 44 million reasons not to do this every year, so I'm not going to do it.
Commissioner Goodell has hired domestic violence experts to consult with the league on this problem. He will require all team personnel and staff to undergo prevention training, and he announced that the league has partnered with the National Domestic Violence Hotline. But at least one leading black women's group regards Goodell's failure to include any black women among those women he's brought on as unacceptable. Do you agree?
I think it's unacceptable, but I think the whole process, which began on Friday, is a way to stall this whole problem and bury it until the end of the season. I mean, he himself said he can't envision this plan being fully operational until shortly before the Super Bowl, and that's next February. So you got 4 or 5 months out there, NFL players, to get your licks in before the commissioner really comes down on you.
Civil rights lawyer Gloria Allred, New York Jets quarterback Michael Vick, and the White House are among those who've weighed in on the NFL's domestic violence problem. Are there any helpful comments here?
First of all, Roger Goodell, as little as I think of him at this point, really has to do better for a character witness than Michael Vick, who thinks he's doing a great job. Gloria Allred, of course, is a television lawyer of great renown. The White House is making a smart play, I think, by jumping into it. It seems petty to say this at this point, but it's real trouble, and it wasn't solved by anything Roger Goodell said on Friday.
All right, Charlie, I want to turn now to the actual game of football. I've been paying very close attention, as usual. How about those Tampa Bay Bucks? They looked pretty good on Thursday night, didn't they?
Boy, they stink. They're very close to being one of the worst professional sports teams in any sport that I have ever seen in my life. My favorite thing, though, came from a former safety named Ahmad Black, who tweeted during the game, "This is who I got cut from?" They gave up 56 points to Atlanta.
Yeah, 56-14?
Yes, I think, and the game was not as close as the score indicated. Mm.
During that blowout, Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Devin Hester broke former Falcons cornerback Deion Sanders' all-time mark for kicks and punts returned for touchdowns. Hester now has 20, so I guess that's worth a tip of the only game cap.
Absolutely, and here we have, you know, Hester saying it's a lot of pressure every game, getting ready to get dressed and play and hear your family and friends and your Instagram and stuff putting pressure on you.
And this was the guy who high-stepped into the end zone and was immediately penalized for excessive display of enthusiasm.
Well,
or something
excessive
like that.
Fun. That's still
too
a very
much fun.
Still a huge problem in the NFL is too much fun.
The Washington Nationals, the Baltimore Orioles, and the LA Angels are among the teams to have assured themselves of places in Major League Baseball's fall tournament. Are you ready to pick a successor to last year's champion, which is, by the way, in last place?
Right. Yes, I was about to point that out, Bill, but thank you. I'm not entirely sure that the nation's capital won't get a World Series win for the first time since Walter Johnson was heaving them up there. They're very, very good right now, and they look like the best team in baseball.
The Cardinals are on their way to the playoffs. They must be enormously relieved at how well Adam Wainwright has been pitching after an extremely disappointing August.
Yeah, he's come back big time. He's beaten the Brewers twice in a couple of weeks, and he's pretty much put them into the playoffs by himself.
19 games he's won so far.
Yes, he has.
Many organizations have rules which bar accepting a gift worth more than a symbolic or trivial value, as the saying goes. FIFA has such a rule, and this week... I'm not sure I can go on.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said.
Anyway, this week we got a glimpse as to what might be considered a tad more than trivial value, and that number would be...
Well, 16,400 pounds, however much that is in American money, which I guess is around $27,000. First of all, Qatar gave FIFA Qatar. That isn't a bribe we should be worried about. No, apparently the organizing... Blazers got these expensive watches down in Brazil as they were standing over the sneeze guard at the buffet table for the 93rd consecutive hour. And the FIFA simply having none of that. However, UEFA president Michael Platini is keeping his damn watch. Thank you very much. I'm corrupt and I'm proud of it. I love international soccer.
There were two important ballots in Scotland this week, Charlie. The votes tallied no for independence, and yes, on females becoming members of the Royal and Ancient Golf Club. I assume that you'd have voted aye on that second proposition?
Absolutely, and it's really interesting. This is 260 years of men only. There's going to be some old guys in the club room just shocked by this.
Finally, Charlie, an Ohio amusement park that was supposed to name one of its roller coasters after LeBron James has decided not to do that after all. Is it too late for LeBron to decide to play somewhere else?
This is a strange story because it doesn't tell you why they reneged.
Because they had him. He was back.
Fooled you. Na-na-na-na-na. What a cheap thing to do. This is the world's biggest midway game.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week here on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.